This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 102 for Wednesday, October 16th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was narrowly mixed at Wednesday's close, seeing some consolidation after yesterday's decline. End user bargain hunting as Canadian canola remains attractively priced compared to most other global oilseeds did provide underlying support, with a move back above $600 in the nearby November contract also underpinning the futures for much of the day. However, that contract only 50 cents higher at the final bell at $598.60 per ton. Farmer selling came forward at the highs, with speculative positioning also tempering the gains. Weakness in the Chicago soybeans and soy oil were also bearish. In the U.S., wheat and corn futures were higher, but soybeans moved lower. Soybeans continued to be pressured by the advancing U.S. harvest and improving moisture conditions in Brazil. November beans down 11 cents at $9.80 per bushel. The U.S. soybean harvest was 67% complete as of this past Sunday. That's ahead of the average pace for this time of year of 51% done. Flash sales of 175,000 tons of U.S. soybeans to unknown destinations were reported by the USDA this morning. Corn, boosted by solid exports of its own, up 3 cents in the December contract at $4.04 per bushel. The USDA reported private export sales of 1.6 million tons of corn to Mexico this morning, with an additional 332,000 tons of corn sold to unknown destinations. The U.S. corn harvest is nearing the halfway mark at 47% done. That's 8 points ahead of average. Wheat, up with chart-based positioning after recent declines. Minneapolis spring wheat up 4 cents in December at $6.21 per bushel. Kansas City up 5 in the December contract at $5.88 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat also 5 cents higher in the December contract at $5.85 per bushel. Winter wheat seeding in the U.S. hit 64% complete in the latest weekly report. That's only 2 points off the average. Emergence at 35% compares with the average of 38%. Forecasts calling for rain in some dry regions of Russia did help temper the advances. Meanwhile, India raised its purchase price for domestic wheat by 6.6% in an effort to increase production. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, October 16th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.